This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yes, indeed it is. The Loop on Sports Radio 610, sportsradio610.com, the radio.com app, and watchintheloop.com for the video stream of this fine radio program. John Lopez, Cody Stutes, here with you until 2. And boy, do we have a lot of fun stuff planned on the show today. Plenty to get to. From the world of basketball, football, baseball, maybe even cricket. I don't know. Maybe that today. Lots to get to. Johnny, how are you?
Wow, what a wild, busy weekend, both as a spectator and as a participant. Good weekend. Hope everybody else had one as well. Let's see. We're going to do a little sweeping hot take here, a hot look at everything we did. And saw, I guess foremost, how's your witty bitty heart?
Oh, gosh, I'm fine.
How's your witty bitty Texas Tech Wed Waiter heart?
71-59 was the final score, and, you know, I'm doing just fine. The girlfriend was texting me during the game, and she goes, "I'm sorry." And I'm like, "I'm not mad. Like, I'm not
Come on,
upset.
You guys were that close,
like,
man.
I'm not.
Great win against Purdue.
Man, I could tell you. From the 10-minute mark in the first half, I was like, "Nova's got this."
They were just really, really good.
Yeah,
really, really good.
Well, Texas, hey, let's blow another point-blank layup.
Yeah,
oh,
well, there was that.
Hey,
there
another point-blank layup. Okay, let's do it. Oh, let's foul them 9 times in a row before they foul us. Let's do that.
So there was that. Well, we almost got to see Grayson Allen cry, which would have really put a bow on the weekend.
Oh, no doubt about
but,
that.
But he missed a lot of shots at the end, which was really cool.
Yeah.
And what else? What else did we have? Well, of course, busy weekend just with we went to that Cure Fest thing and watching some hoops. And, you know, Bob McNair did what Bob McNair does, it seems like. And we'll get to all of that.
We'll talk about Bob McNair at 10:20 because we want to have enough time to spend a long time and hear some of your thoughts. The DWIAttorney.com text line is, as always, 713-572-4610. We still have a chance for you to win $1,000 every hour. And you know why? Because that continues all throughout March. We have a shot at Dynamo tickets for you today as well. So plenty to get to on the show today. But let's start with a little Final Four action. John, you mentioned it in my Texas Tech Red Raiders fall, but they were the third game of four that weekend. We'll get to Sunday after we talk about Saturday. I mean, the easiest game, the game that you were like, okay, is this over yet?
Mm-hmm.
Was your Loyola Ramblers, man.
How about that?
They are headed to the Final Four, and Cinderella no more, because Cinderellas don't force the other team to put their walk-ons on the court in right. The final minutes of the game. They dominated the K-State Wildcats and find themselves headed to San Antonio.
You're right. I mean, I guess there's still technically a Cinderella story, but there's nobody that's not taking them seriously anymore. That's for darn sure.
Here's what I've always felt was really weird about the term Cinderella and Cinderella story.
Mm-hmm.
If you go back and you watch the story of Cinderella or you pay attention to Cinderella,
mm-hmm.
Cinderella was already hot. She just needed good clothes, a carriage.
But she was disrespected.
She was disrespected,
mm-hmm.
Sure. But Cinderella was already hot. Like, it's not like Cinderella was
she was the best looking of the sisters and
right.
stepsisters.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's not like she looked like Shrek and the magic made her not Shrek, you know?
Right.
Like
right.
Cinderella was already hot. Like,
mm-hmm.
So calling them Cinderella, it's like, okay, maybe it's valid because Loyola's been pretty fun to watch, whereas some of these teams in the tournament have put up victories and gotten wins with, you know, some boring, ugly, old school basketball. Looking
right.
at you, Syracuse. but Loyola's been fun. Cinderella or not, they're headed to San Antonio after they defeated K-State, and the Sister Jean love lives on.
Sister Jean is a rock star right now, and she's going to be in San Antonio. Maybe we can get Sister Jean on. We're going to be down there
hey,
Thursday and Friday.
Now you're talking.
I mean,
if they roll her through Radio Row, she's got to be on Sports Radio 16.
She's got to be. She's got to be. I'll tell her my mom's Catholic.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
What else is Sister Jean going to be doing in San Antonio?
She going to be on the Riverwalk pounding margaritas? No.
Well, you never know.
Well, maybe.
Okay. Who do you want to drink with more?
Sister Jean,
or I'm trying to think about somebody else that would be in San Antonio for the Final Four.
Well, everybody, really.
Sister Jean or Jim Nance? Who would you rather get hammered with?
Sister Jean. Come on. Just for the selfie. Like, we're both throwing back pints, you know?
She's over there just kind of...
She does the rock and roll thing with her sign.
She's like, hey, Sister Jean, roll over to the jukebox and fire us up something. And you're like listening, you're hearing like, is that Van Halen? Sister Jean, did you just put on Running with the Devil? Like, come on, Sister Jean.
Her image and likeness has been licensed by Loyola.
Of course it has.
She has been invited to multiple NFL training camps. Sister Jean's a rock star, man.
Sister Jean has an official Loyola Chicago Ramblers shirt on fanatics.com.
Yep.
Michigan fans have responded by selling a Bleep Sister Jean shirt. I'm not kidding you.
I know.
I'm not kidding you. So, again, they're playing Michigan because Michigan took care of Florida State. And we'll talk a lot about the end of that game because the end of that game was not necessarily that exciting. But Florida State, with down four points with about 11 seconds left, decided, this game's over.
Yeah. Golly, I can't believe that.
So, and we'll explain why and how that may have happened a little bit later on, but the coach did not look good defending it after. Like, his explanation was baffling.
Mm-hmm.
Never good when you're asked to, you know, do, like, the basics of basketball and you can't
It's a golden rule. Lengthen the game.
Yeah,
lengthen the game.
Yeah,
lengthen the game.
Especially college basketball where nobody can apparently hit their free throws.
Right, right.
We talked a little bit about Texas Tech, Villanova. I mean, Jay Wright says after the game, that's the best defense we played all year, by far.
Yeah.
You know, so Tech did a great job. Red Raiders couldn't hit their shots. They went cold from three. They missed a couple easy layups, and they couldn't stop fouling. And Nova's been there, done that, stayed steady the whole game. And
I love the way Texas Tech coach Chris Beard handled the loss, telling them all, hey, this is just the first one. We're going to be back here. You know, we've got what it takes. He's a really good coach, and they've locked him up for a while. So it's looking promising for the Red Raiders.
One of their best players after the game says, I've been playing the tournament with a broken toe. So
that
may have had a huge effect. And then if you were one of these people, Landry Locker, Mad Radio, who hated all of college basketball and didn't like the competition and thought the games were boring and it was bad basketball and all that jazz, well, Duke, Kansas gave you the big old middle finger yesterday as the Blue Bloods, the two heavyweights, the one versus two, just went at each other for 45 minutes of fantastic basketball, just back and forth, buzzer beater that rims out as time expires
twice.
In regulation. Yeah, twice.
Mm-hmm.
They go to overtime. That one's close. That was a fun one, man. It couldn't ask for a better wrap to Elite Eight weekend.
I mean, it was Duke and Kansas. You know, that alone, you know, sparks and piques your interest. And I watched every second of this one, man. It was really, really impressive basketball, high level basketball, and couldn't have ended any better unless you were a political pundit. And you're waiting for Stormy Daniels, and you're like, dang it, another half hour.
Oh, 60 minutes was loving and hating that game went long.
19 more promos.
Loving it because Nance is coming back like, you can catch NCIS and the blah, 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 and Madam Secretary, but 60 minutes with Stormy Daniels coming your way next. Even on the West Coast at this point.
Grayson Allen got spanked, and then the president got spanked.
Oh, God.
I mean, that's factually accurate.
Oh, man. We'll talk about the Stormy Daniels interview in What's Trending because...
You're going to need to drop your pants so I can spank you. Okay.
We'll talk about that.
Just think about that right there. Just for a second. Sure, I'll do that.
Is it orange? It's a valid question.
Looks like a Cheeto.
Oh, I meant the backside. Oh. I wasn't trying to think about the front side.
Okay.
Again, we'll talk about that when we talk what's trending at 10:45. Bob McNair coming your way here in just a few minutes. I'd be remiss if we didn't mention that James Harden messed around, got a triple-double in three quarters.
Ho-hum.
Ho-hum. Destroyed the Hawks at home. Mm-hmm. Gerald Green led the team in scoring. Ho-hum. Rockets win another one. Ho-hum.
Yep.
And you can already see the D'Antoni rest plan in order. It's like, oh, James doesn't need to play the fourth quarter?
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. Oh, James already has a triple-double?
Okay. Oh, get his ass out of there.
Keep him on the bench. Yeah. Just relax. Hang out. Rockets dominate the Hawks. Now, the Hawks are bad, but Rockets dominate the Hawks. Capella looked great in that game. Plenty of, you know, positive vibes going forward as the Warriors keep getting hurt. Steph Curry done for at least the first round of the playoffs. Good
man.
So
that is huge.
Something to pay attention to over there in on the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all four of their all-stars hurt right now. Curry was thought to maybe not miss any playoffs. Now for sure going to miss the first round of the playoffs. Durant's back soon. Draymond's back soon. Thompson's a little ways away. So they're not going to be full strength until, you know, maybe the start of the second round, maybe midway through the second round. Be interesting to watch that, something to monitor.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.